sighs Smith. You hit a man with your car or truckmobile or whatever it is he calls it. Brian Smith began to tremble all over.
I ain't never had so much as a parking ticket, he whined, and I have to go and run into the most famous man in the state. My dogs is fighting.
Your lies don't anger me, Roland said, but the fear which brings them forth does. Shut thy mouth. Brian Smith did as told. The color was draining slowly but steadily from his face. You were alone when you hit him, Roland said. No one here but you and the storyteller. Do you understand?
I was alone. Mister, are you a walk-in?
Never mind what I am. You checked him and saw that he was still alive.
Still alive, good, Smith said. I didn't mean to hurt nobody, honest.
He spoke to you. That's how you knew he was alive.
Yes, Smith smiled, then he frowned. What did he say?
You don't remember. You were excited and scared.
Scared and excited. Excited and scared, yes I was.
You drive now. As you drive, you'll wake up little by little. And when you get to a house or a store, you'll stop and say there's a man hurt down the road, a man who needs help. Tell it back and be true.
Drive, he said.
His hands caressed the steering wheel, as if he longed to be gone immediately. Roland supposed he did.
Wake up, little by little. When I get to a house or store, tell them Stephen King's hurt side of the road and he needs help. I know he's still alive because he talked to me. It was an accident. He paused. It wasn't my fault. He was walking in the road.
A pause.
Probably,